Morning. Good to see everyone that made it this morning. My title for devotions this morning is a question that I think many of us grapple with at different points in our spiritual journey, and that is, has his presence left? When I feel far away from God, has his presence left me in some respect? Any of us who have walked with God for any amount of time, I think it's safe to say, assume, have all had our very good high points in our relationship with God, and also some really deep low points. I was reflecting with a friend recently, asking the question, he asked the question, are these high points meant to be just that, or should this be normal? Should these high points be normal for us? And we both approached the subject from a place of not being at a high point. So there was a time in my life when my relationship with God came very easily, and I had some very deep and very meaningful spiritual experiences, and I experienced a closeness to God that, honestly, I would have probably never guessed was possible. But then normal life happens, and the busyness and our schedules and responsibilities. And I have to say, right now, I am not at that point. So we discussed for a while, should these, what we call high points, be normal? And I said that I think God wants that relationship with us all the time. I think God's desire would be for us to live that way normally. But as I thought about it more, I realized that's not the whole picture. I think that's God's desire for us, but it's not the whole picture. I got to thinking about the Israelites and how God provided for them in the wilderness. I'll read to you from Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 10. This is Moses speaking to the people shortly before his death. He says, "The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, pardon me, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." So, in the wilderness, what did they have? cloud by day, fire by night to guide them, water from the rock. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their feet didn't swell. They were given manna and quail for food. Their every need was satisfied. But God is now bringing them into a land of plenty, where it's not just about meeting their basic needs, but where they could enjoy every good thing in abundance. So, no one would argue that it was better to be in the wilderness than here in the Promised Land, but something is different. I'll read from Joshua 5, 10 through 12. While the people of Israel were encamped at Gilgal, they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, in the evening on the plains of Jericho. And the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. And the manna ceased the day after they ate of the produce of the land, and there was no longer manna for the people of Israel, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. So isn't this wonderful? They're finally tasting the abundance of the land that they have been longing for and waiting for 40 years. I want you to think carefully about what it was like for them reaching the Promised Land. We know, yes, God is providing for them marvelously. God is still very near to them. But think about this. One morning they woke up and there was no manna. And that afternoon, no quail darkened the horizon flying in to them. Holes started to appear in their clothes. The soles on their shoes started to wear thin. I don't think we're told when, but at some point, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire also left. And so it's amazing to be in this new place with all its abundance. But do you think that maybe they were wistful in some way for what they had in the wilderness when all they needed to do was wait for the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire to pick up and move and follow it? Yes, we know they got tired of quail and manna, but all they had to do was go out and pick it up off the ground and they would be filled. They now needed to work for their provision. They were in a bountiful land that provided them everything they needed, not just to survive, but to live richly. But they needed to go after it. They needed to work for it. God would go before them and win their battles, but they still had to fight. And maybe the most challenging thing of all was to continue following God now that the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud are gone. And his presence is still there, but it's not as visible. It made just, we are so aware, looking back, of God's presence with them. I wonder if it felt that obvious to them. So what I'm getting at, God worked supernaturally in the wilderness to sustain his people. In the Promised Land, God worked supernaturally to advance them and to establish them and to develop them. But those two ways looked very different. When someone talks about their wilderness experience, their journey in the through the wilderness, they're usually talking about a dark time when God seems far away. And I've come to see it differently. I'm going to liken our spiritual highs, what feels to us like a spiritual high, to being in the wilderness with God. They were very much in an in-between time. They were no longer in bondage, but yet they were no longer, they were not yet really free. And yet, in this time, they had many, many amazing encounters with God. So maybe what feels like a low point in your relationship with God is actually a transition to a better place than you've ever been before. If God feels distant to you, maybe it's because he's moved ahead of you and is waiting for you to follow in faith. Maybe there is a battle to fight, and God knows you won't move until you realize he has gone ahead. So I guess I'm speaking to anyone here who is missing that closeness with God and feeling like God is distant. While this season looks different than some others for you, trust that God is still active, God is still working for you, he will win your battles for you, but you need to fight for it. He wants you to fight. He wants us to have the courage to keep advancing and to keep moving ahead because his presence has not left. Let's kneel for prayer. God, in this moment, we submit our journey to you. And we commit to following you. I pray for anyone who is battling discouragement. I pray for anyone who feels like a failure. Would you give us the courage to keep marching? To keep fighting, because we trust and we know that you are going ahead of us and that you are blessing us. In Jesus' name, amen.